Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about various halachas as it relates to the afikomen, including why do we eat the afikomen, how much should be eaten, does it have to be eaten by chatzos, and also what happens if you lose the afikomen, do we have a solution? Starting at the very beginning, why do we eat the afikomen at the time that we had a beis hamikdash? We had the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach was eaten al hasova, when satiated, at the end of the meal. That was the last thing that was eaten. And accordingly, nowadays, we unfortunately don't have the Korban Pesach. In place of it, we have a zecher to remember the Korban Pesach. So that is our afikomen that is eaten at the end of the meal. Also al hasova, also when satiated. It's an interesting thing to note that some have a minhag to walk around with the afikomen wrapped up and holding it over their shoulder. So it's like in back of them. And the question is, why would there be such a minhag? And they walk around a minimum of 4 amos, or I've heard some walk around the table. This is brought by the Be'er Heitav in the name of the Maharshal, that this minhag, the concept here, is just like Klal Yisrael when they left Egypt. The Pasuk tells us, Misha'arasam tzruas misim losam, they left with all of their belongings packed, wrapped up, and over their shoulders. That's how they walked out. So too, to reminisce that, to remember that, people will walk around with the afikomen. In fact, as is known, the mitzrim did not give them time to have the batter to rise, so it wasn't challah, it wasn't bread that they had. They had matzah, so everything was wrapped up, including the food, including the matzahs that they had as they exited Mitzrayim. So we to remember that. In fact, we say in the Haggadah, Chayav Adam liros es atzmo, kilu hu yatza mimitzrayim, you have to liros es atzmo, we have to feel, we have to see ourselves, it's as if we are leaving Mitzrayim. There's another girsa on that, it's not Chayav Adam liros es atzmo, but Chayav Adam leharos es atzmo, we have to depict ourselves, we have to show ourselves walking out of Mitzrayim, and this would be a fulfillment of that, walking around with the afikomen matzah on our backs in order to remember how Klal Yisrael exited Mitzrayim. Continuing, how much has to be eaten of the matzah to fulfill the mitzvah of afikomen? The afikomen is the rabbanan, so we get away with a smaller shear. You can eat less to fulfill the mitzvah of afikomen. 9 grams, some people say 7 grams. 9 grams, 7 grams, one or the other. But in fact, there's some who are much stricter, and they are machmir tit, not just one kazayis, that would be the aforementioned numbers, a low shear of a kazayis, but some people eat 2 kazayis, and why? One of them, as we mentioned before, is zechel pesach, to remember the korban pesach, and the second one, this is brought by the Mishnah Berurah, the second one is zecher the matzah, to remember the matzah that was eaten together with the korban pesach. So some people eat 2 kazayis at the end for the afikomen. The first one is the zecher to the korban pesach itself, and the second one is the zecher to the matzah that was eaten with the korban pesach. Concerning the issue of when do you need to finish eating the afikomen, so the Shulchan Aruch in Tuf Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph says as follows: Ve'izahir le'ochlo kodem sechatzos. You have to be very careful. You have to be careful to eat it, the afikomen, before chatzos, midpoint of the night. It's not exactly midnight. It's not 12 o'clock midnight, but it's chatzos, the halachic chatzos. And in fact, there were many Gdolim who were makbid about this, including those in Litza, because the Shulchan Aruch says you have to eat it by Chatzos. Now, having said that, the Chasam Sofer and the Netziv from Velazhen were not makbid about eating their afikomen before Chatzos, and they say, look at the language of the Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't say it's usher to eat it after Chatzos, he simply says we should be careful too, but there's no prohibition, and accordingly, that's a din lechatchila. It is not an absolute requirement, and accordingly, they were more lax about it, and they were not strict to eat the afikomen before Chatzos. Another question, interesting question, what happens if you lose the afikomen? So this could happen if the person who stole it, the only person who knows where it is, that person fell asleep, you can't wake them up, they're so exhausted that you don't know where the afikomen is. Another possibility is that practically that there's a negotiation, a child stole it, and the child is trying to extort a significant gift out of the father, and the father is refusing, and the child says, well, I'm not going to give back the afikomen, and the father says, that's okay, I don't need the afikomen. So in fact, that is how we paskin. If you don't have the afikomen, just take another matzah instead of the avikomen. This is based on the Ramah in Taf Ayin Zayin Sif Beis. So it's not me'akev. We don't need that matzah that was in the middle matzah from Yachatz that we divided up and we gave the larger part for the avikomen. If we don't have it, move forward with another matzah, eat that other matzah, and all is good. And the last question that we have of the day relating to the avikomen is, how about if somebody forgot to do Heseba, the mitzvah of Heseba, that when we eat the matzah, when we have the arba kosos, at a minimum, we do Heseba. And how about if somebody forgot and did not? You're supposed to do Heseba also for the eating of the avikomen, also for Korach. Somebody got to the end of the meal, forgot to do Heseba for the avikomen. Do you have to eat it again? No. You don't have to eat it again if it's going to be difficult for you to eat it again. However, if it's not difficult for somebody to eat it again, if it's it's going to be a painful process, if the person is not overstuffed already, then the person should re-eat the avikomen, being sure to do Heseba the second time. Thanks so much for listening and have a wonderful day.